Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, how'd you lose your voice this time?
Oh, man, Black Caucus, all them black folks asking me, trying to give shout-outs on the show. I had to cuss people out.
It's just a regular weekend.
It wears
for you.
On you, Tom.
It's just a regular weekend.
I mean, you know, I know that. Like, can you tell Tom, give me, no, I can't. No, I can't. But it was great. More than 9,000 people attended the CBC Foundation 46th Annual Legislative Conference. Congressman Charlie Rangel is retiring. He was honored on Saturday night at the dinner. Also, one of the honorees, Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, and also posthumously the Emmanuel Nine, Charleston, South Carolina, were also honored. But, of course, the big highlight, Tom, the dinner was so sold out, you could not get a ticket if you wanted to pay crazy amount of money because folks wanted to hear the last time President Barack Obama speaks to the CBC, and he did not disappoint.
There's an extra spring in my step tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I am so relieved that the whole birther thing is over. You may have heard Hillary's opponent in this election say that there's never been a worse time to be a black person. I mean, he missed that whole civics lesson about slavery and Jim Crow. But we got a museum for him to visit. And after we have achieved historic turnout in 2008 and 2012, especially in the African-American community, I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy. If this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election, you want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
Yeah.
Joining us right now, the interim chair of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile, at the airport on her way to Vegas. Donna, good morning.
Hey, good morning, brother. I'm glad to hear your voice. I know you were partying. Hey, Tom, Roland, he partied. Roland was preaching. Roland was getting people registered. He was saying, check your status, iwillvote.com. Roland was on the go. In fact, Roland was so hot on Saturday night that they had to put out the heat index that it was over 115. So I am so honored to be with my brother this morning. Baby, by the way, where's your birth certificate? We want to make sure now. Got your birth certificate, Roland?
I got my birth certificate, yes. I called my mama and my daddy, and they had it set aside for me. I'm good.
Donna, this was a
president who came out on fire, not only going after Donald Trump, but really laying out what he has accomplished. And he's made it, I mean, he knows his legacy is on the line with this election.
President Obama made it very clear that his legacy is on the ballot this fall. His legacy of cleaning up from the financial mess, his legacy for turning the economy around, his legacy for bringing back the auto industry, his legacy for ensuring over 20 million Americans, and more importantly, President Obama made it very, very clear that he wants Hillary Clinton to occupy the seat in the White House next year. I thought it was a fantastic performance by the president. And the day before, Roland, I had an opportunity to hear the First Lady in Virginia, where she challenged millennials to also register and get involved. And, of course, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, who is such a phenomenal woman, also reminded us that when they go low, we go high.
Looking at, obviously, looking at various polling data, look, this is a tight election. You've got your battleground states. How important is it going to be for Hillary Clinton when you have President Obama on the campaign trail, Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, Vice President Joe Biden, then even, of course, her husband, former President Bill Clinton? She gets to basically have some major Democratic stars spread across the country as opposed to Donald Trump, where a lot of Republicans don't even want to be seen with him in private.
Look, Elizabeth Warren, you mentioned her, Cory Booker. Look, in addition to all of the individuals you mentioned, let's not forget that we have African-Americans on the ballot all across this country. Val Demings down in the great state of Florida. She will come up to Washington, D.C. to represent Orlando. We also have Lisa Rutherford in the state of Delaware. Delaware has never sent a woman to Congress. She will be the first, if we elect her, a first black woman as well as the first female. We have Kamala Harris from the great state of California. Roland, we have so many important issues on the ballot, raising the minimum wage.
And if Clinton wins, then the push for Virginia is to name to replace Senator Tim Kaine with Congressman Bobby Scott. So you could have another black U.S. senator.
Absolutely. We can be up to 50 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. In fact, next year we will have to hold it at the RFK Stadium if we continue to build upon the progress we've made. Tom, that's some who that stuff, right? We need everyone to check their registration status. IWillVote.com. IWillVote.com. Tom, as you well know, I'm with her. I'm with Hillary Clinton. I've known her for over three decades. I remember meeting her at a time when she was going almost door-to-door, making sure that people could get access to health care and making sure disabled children had access to education. So this is a woman who is committed and a champion of change and justice, and we just need people to check their registration status. This is a very, very important week. People are going to start voting, and as you know, Roland knows this as well. Next week is the first presidential debate, so I don't know if you all are going to pop popcorn or just pop some wine open, but we need to make sure that we stay engaged throughout the next 50 days.
I've got a question about the process, Donna Brazile and Roland and Sybil. The Electoral College, they seem to be setting me up here for something that might happen with the Electoral College, and I really honestly don't understand how the Electoral College works and how it can work against me.
It's based on the, as you know, the representation of the electors who are, you know, the number of congressional districts as well as your two senatorial seats. So here in Washington, D.C., we have three. And where I'm going in Nevada, you have five, Colorado, nine. So it's based on the basically your congressional representation plus your two Senate seats. So the smallest of states like a Delaware or Rhode Island, you know, get equal weight to the big states like California with 55 electoral votes. So it's important that everybody votes. Get involved. Stay active. Don't wait for someone to call you. Just go out there and check your registration status. And this year, a 93-year-old woman will serve as an elector. She has been put as someone who will send her vote after the tabulation of all the votes on November 8th to the United States Congress, where they, of course, announce the results. A 93-year-old black woman, from a former slave lab to the Electoral College. We're making history every day, and that's why it's important to stay engaged and get involved.
And the president made it clear, Donna, on Saturday night, don't sit here and say, well, my vote does not count. He was very aggressive in saying that. Look, there was a 9-point gap, Tom, between black women and black men in 2012, even for President Obama. I'm hearing a lot of black men out there, Donna, say, look, Trump might be the guy. Hillary hasn't done anything. The super predators comment. But this is the same Donald Trump, Donna, who took a full page ad out and said the Central Park Five should get the death penalty. And they were exonerated. Had he gotten his way, those five young men would be dead today as opposed to living and free.
You know, President Obama addressed that. He said, what do we have to lose? We have a lot to lose. Donald Trump has never been a champion of change. Throughout his history, even as a businessman, have you heard any, quote-unquote, small businessman or anyone who's ever been able to get ahead or get a loan or get a set-aside or even get even a contract from the Trump Enterprises? And so there's a lot of happy talk, a lot of what I call big lies that comes from that campaign. We need to focus on how we create the change. You know what, I met this young man. His name was Donnie Walton III from Inglewood, California. I mean, he came to the CBCF this week in Roland, and he said, I'm 19 years old. I'm a victim. I was stabbed in the stomach, but I found my faith, and I'm here. And I said, brother, you're at the table now. Now that you're at the table, it's time for you to make the laws. We can focus back on 32, 36 years ago and what happened, and Secretary Clinton apologized for a vote he never took, but former President Clinton apologized as well. It's time that people focus on what the platform is going forward. change the world because we can do it with this election.
Keep our eyes on the
prize. Brazil.
I will vote.com, Roland. I want to see you dancing again, my brother. Keep your voice strong.
We'll do it for the next when we have some gumbo at your house. Donald Brazil, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Donna Brazil.